The reasons women have abortions are out of fear and out of coercion.
If the cause of an abortion is fear, then in order to bring about healing, there must be the freedom from fear, the freedom to forgive and be forgiven, and the freedom to trust. Vicky Thorne founded the organisation Project Rachel with the intention of enabling women who have had one or more abortions to make their peace with God, with themselves, and with the baby whose life was lost as a result of the abortion.
And that someone's forcing them. They've been told, if you ever come home pregnant, we'll throw you out. The boyfriend says, I'll leave you. So there's this incredible fear that drives her. It's not necessarily linked to this other question, but in her own spiritual maturity as it comes, she needs to be forgiven.
And there are some incredible stories, aren't there?
Oh, the stories are just amazing. And I have a friend who had 5 abortions before she was 20. She came out of a cultural tradition where she should have been Catholic, but she was Protestant. And she said she was overwhelmed with this knowledge of healing when she needed to do it. And she was looking at some of the Protestant models, but they don't have a sacramental model. And so Bible studies, very thick. And she said to God, I have 5 abortions. I am never going to be healed. And God led her to Project Rachel in her city. And she came into the church. And there are many women who come into the church through this because Project Rachel is open to anyone. We're very respectful of their faith tradition. So if they're Lutheran, well, we'll try and find a Lutheran pastor for you to work with. But so many women have made the journey then into the church because the church was right on abortion and then we were right on contraception. And they, you know, they make the rest of the journey into the church. It's very amazing.
Well, I know of a Ghanaian woman who became pregnant as a result of rape. And she was helped to keep her baby. So she didn't have that sort of anger to deal with, but she certainly had the anger against the rapist. And she kept the baby, and she'd been helped to such an extent, she called the baby forgiveness.
Did she really? Isn't that lovely? We have a very good friend who was the product of rape in Germany and migrated to the United States. And we've often talked about that. He's a son. And the courage he thought his mother had to be able to forgive and to keep him and to celebrate the life that came under these awful circumstances. Women who have been raped and have abortions often describe the abortion as another rape, that it complicates that in terms of the experience of it. And if we choose abortion under those circumstances, what do we do to the rapist? Because the child's the other victim in that piece. But there are just some truly miraculous stories when we're able to see with the eyes of faith. People say, oh, you must be depressed. You know, you hear so many hard stories. And I'm like, no, because I know God heals people. No one's ever called and said, it didn't work. But it's important that when women begin their healing journey that they say a little prayer and give God permission to heal them because they feel so unworthy that they keep the door closed. Why won't God heal me? Where is God? But they wouldn't say to God, okay, heal me. But it's an important piece to say a little prayer that says, you know, God, I give you permission to heal me.